And people say all the time, well, this is so hard. This is so difficult. Friend, if you're trying to do these things out of your own flesh, out of your own desire to simply obey so that you can get the glory, you need to change your mind. Hey, welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today we're answering another listener-submitted question. We'll start right away. Hello. First, I want to say thank you. Because of your clear gospel message, I came to trust Christ as Savior. I know that I am eternally saved because of what Christ did alone for me. Now on to my question. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 15, Paul speaks of the believer earning rewards once they get to heaven or losing rewards they could have had. It lit in me a fire that wants to do something for God, not to get saved, but because I'm already saved. My question is, specifically speaking, what sort of work, according to the scriptures, can I and anyone else as a born-again believer do to earn rewards in heaven? I want to reap up as much rewards as possible. Thanks for taking the time to read my question and have a blessed day. This is an excellent question, and there's not really a clear answer. Now, we've done a video on the five crowns that believers can reward, and we'll link that in the description down here. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in verses 11 through 15, the judgment seat of Christ is what is described, where believers will go, and it is a rewarding stand. Our sin is not going to be judged there because our sin was already judged at the cross of Calvary, where Christ applied his blood to our sin payment. But there are going to be rewards for things that are profitable and unprofitable. And there's two categories, the profitable category, which is gold, silver, and precious stones, and the unprofitable category, which is wood, hay, and stubble. I think, and this is my opinion, okay, and so I'm not going to say this is exactly the answer, but when I look at rewards, I would think God is going to reward behavior in which we are walking in the Spirit and not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 23, give us nine characteristics of the singular fruit of the Spirit. So I would tend to believe that the more you have of these characteristics in your motivations and in your actions, the more you're going to be rewarded for the things that you do. Because they're walking in the Spirit, they're not walking in the flesh. I read a commentary by Dr. Constable. It's a great commentary. It doesn't have any Calvinistic or Arminianism, you know, weird positions. But from time to time, I'll seek his notes out, and he's got some good stuff. In his notes, he made these nine characteristics of the Holy Spirit into three categories: the mental or Godward qualities, the interpersonal or otherward, outward qualities, and the general or selfward qualities. So he put those three categories as follows. So I think as we look at Galatians 5:22 through 23, we should be able to judge our intents, the thoughts and intents of our heart, and our outward actions, our conversation, and ask, are they in line with these qualities? Because these are the qualities that will follow those who are walking in the Spirit. Let's read Galatians 5:22 through 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. So if we put that into three categories, we can kind of see how we can have these qualities in our lives. Before we finish the rest of our question, I just want to remind you, maybe you know of this already, maybe this is the first time you're hearing it. We have an audio exclusive that we upload on our podcast every Wednesday at 3 p.m. It's called Real Talk, and it's a real laid-back conversation that we have. Right now, we're discussing personal evangelism, but you can check that out wherever we post our podcasts. Make sure you check it out this week. Also, if you're here for the first time, make sure that you hit that subscribe button, or if you've been here already and you haven't subscribed, hit that red subscribe button and the notification bell. When you click the notification bell, make sure you select all notifications so you know every time we post, go live, or even post something in our community tab. Also, make sure to like, comment, and share the video because that gets us in front of brand new people. And just like our person today, they trusted Christ as a result of a video they watched here. So we want to make sure we get this in front of as many people as we can. And if you have a Bible question, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Once we get that email, I'll do my best to get you a timely answer, and we may even make a video like today. So we have the mental or Godward qualities. Love, the Greek word here is agape, and that means self-sacrificing affection for others. Joy, chara, which is deep-seated gladness regardless of the circumstances. We have peace, eirene, and trust me, if you hear my Greek, you can tell I got a C in Greek. But peace means inner quietness and repose regardless of circumstances. So this is how we should think, okay? And I believe if we think in this way, in the attitude of love, joy, and peace, God will reward us for those things. Interpersonal or other word qualities. So the next three are in this category. Patience, which is forbearance, even under provocation. This is hard because we do live in a world where people want to poke and prod you. Are you a patient person? I mean, naturally, we're not. If we're honest with ourselves, our flesh wants to be impatient, but the fruit of the Spirit is patience. Kindness, which is benevolence and graciousness. Do we often want to punish people for the way they've treated us or for the circumstances we're in? Or do we want to show kindness, benevolence, graciousness? Goodness, which means constructive action, reaching out to others. This is one of the most important functions of the New Testament church, to fellowship with one another. Are we good toward each other? So these are the interpersonal qualities, how we treat other people. I believe God's going to reward you for that kind of behavior. So you should seek to have it in your life. And then, of course, we have the general qualities, which is the last category, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Faithfulness is reliability and trustworthiness. It's so important that we recognize how important faithfulness is in our lives. Not just faithfulness to be at church, to do a 5-minute devotional, to give a tract to somebody, but faithfulness to be reliable, to study God's word and apply it to our lives. All those things that I mentioned before are good, but if you're just doing them to build up your own, you know, resume, to say how good you are, you need to recheck that and do these things for the Lord. Gentleness, which is the acquiescence to authority and consideration of others. And then we have self-control, which is the ability to control oneself past the impulses. So I would conclude with this. What are the specific things that God will reward? I think it's these qualities. And people say all the time, well, this is so hard. This is so difficult. Friend, if you're trying to do these things out of your own flesh, out of your own desire to simply obey so that you can get the glory, you need to change your mind about that. Paul's attitude in Galatians 2:20 was, I'm dead, and the life that I live now, Christ is living within me. Remove yourself from the equation. Do you love the Lord? If you love the Lord, then you'll serve people. You'll have these 9 qualities in your life. And just seek to please Him. And these things will happen naturally. As you study God's word, there's going to be things that are revealed. Ooh, that's something that I'm not handling properly in my life. I need to handle that. It's not going to happen all at once. But Romans 13 says, if we love, we're fulfilling the law of liberty. So we need to love. So this is the question that I would ask you. Would God be able to see these characteristics in the behavior of our lives and inwardness of our minds? If yes, then keep relying on Him as you walk in the Spirit. If no, then rely on Him and make the necessary adjustments to be better aligned with the expectations from His word. This is walking in the Spirit. It's obedience out of love for the Lord. I pray that answers your question. If you've got more, send it to us. questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.